This is Kevin Millar, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio with Randy Bergen. And let me tell you what, roll tide and let's go. Get that ball in the hole.
Always got to start off with a little roll tide as we say good morning and welcome to Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show, where we do things just a little bit different. I am your host, Randy Bergen, and we are broadcasting live from our Srixon Studios located right here in Lower Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We certainly hope you are having a wonderful weekend, and thank all of you for allowing us to join you on the course, at the beach, at home or work. Maybe you're in your car tuned in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let me introduce this cast of characters that's hanging out with me this morning. Well, this guy, I can promise you, he's ready to play golf because the recliner's making his rear end just a little numb. The one and only Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, Ben, I'm glad your hip is doing better, and I know you're ready to hit that golf course.
Yeah, I am, Randy, and I guess it's going to take a hurricane to come in to get me out there. I'm close. I think I'm about 3 weeks away. I hope my doctor feels the same way.
Now, most people don't know what you're talking about. No, you got to tell that story real quick.
There's a hurricane coming in. Bobby's closed our golf course. He said, and he's locking it up, and Randy and I show up, and we said, Bobby, we want to play. He said, you play all you want to play, but the course is all the golf carts are put up. There's some pool carts over there.
Basically, it's closed.
It's closed. So Randy and I go out and play, and our drives travel. Man, they hitting these balls 300 yards. I think Randy drove a par four one time. He got up in the wind, and it just kept going and kept going. And
oh, my goodness.
We had a little money on the side, and I think I tried to give him the keys to my truck. But, yeah, we did. Nuts. We played in it. It's a lifetime story for both of us.
There is no doubt. Well, hey, Coach, I'm sorry. I left the door open, and he just comes in and sits down on the curvy couch. There's no doubt. Former standout at the University of Alabama. And as his mom would say, number 89, the old Alabama program, always number one in your heart. We call him Big 89, Russ Wood. Russ, now, let me ask you, did you bribe somebody to get into this room, or did I leave the Genesis room door unlocked?
Well, when I walked in, the lady started questioning me, and I showed her my Mountain Dew, and I gave her a Mountain Dew, and she said, you can go. So,
Coach, you got to talk to him about the Mountain Dew.
You know, he's got a problem. He's got a real problem with
this
Mountain
Dew. This is an intervention today for you,
and
Russ.
And the major problem is that, first of all, Coach Bryant never did a show that didn't have Coca-Cola on it.
That's right.
And now one of his players that he loved like a son is endorsing the other company.
I'm not endorsing it. I worked for Coca-Cola one year.
Well,
I had my Mountain Dews under the seat.
Well, so. that's
But it's only Mountain Dew. I don't do that was a free thing because it was houndstooth with Pepsi. But, you know, I'll take free Kugger, you know.
Boy,
we're not on TV, so nobody knows what you're talking about.
Let me tell you something. His daddy would have something to say about that, too. I promise you that.
I bet. Well, we're going to talk about let me say first off, condolences and sorry to hear about your friend, John.
Yeah, appreciate it. Like I said, he was a teammate at Elba, and then he was a teammate at Alabama. His uncle was Scooter Dice, Coach Bryant's first running back, and Mr. Marlon Dice. But Scooter took me and Johnny to one of my first Alabama games when I was a
– are we talking about Johnny Dice?
Johnny Dice, yes, I'm sorry. And, he had a book written about his life, A New Set of Downs, and he went from the top of the mountain to the bottom as far as you could go, and then he came back. And his life story is just a testimony to, just threw it all away with meth and drugs and then got a second chance with a judge. And, Coach, you appreciate this. And he said in his rehab, they sent him to Auburn.
Yeah.
His first go-round. And then he went to New York City for a year and a half with an ankle monitor, couldn't leave within 40 miles of the location, and couldn't drive. But he rehabbed, and he came back to Elba. He coached at Elba High School. He was a deacon, and he was still cutting the grass at the school and at Westside Baptist Church, my old church. And he taught Sunday school, And then he took a job when the coach at Elba left. They hired him at Op, which we almost had to take his man card because Elba and Op, you don't. But anyway, Johnny was just a great influence to a lot of kids. And I just had a sudden heart attack the other night watching TV with his brother.
Hmm.
Boy, that's
we
tough.
Just never know nowadays. We've seen it. You know, with some of our friends recently, and it's been tough. It's been tough. So we certainly send condolences. We'll talk more about that book a little bit later in the show as well. But look, hey, a lot going on. All right, in soccer, you got the 2026 FIFA Cup that happens tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fox.
They play today too.
Yeah, but now
that's the third place.
That's
game.
The third place. Yeah,
right,
the final is tomorrow.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want you to know that there is a consolation game, as they call it, and that's I don't understand.
Well,
that.
It gets me. Okay, hey, we're playing for third place.
Well, did you see where the championship game is? Where they're having that
smoke?
Yeah, place where you played up at New Jersey.
Yeah, the.
Meadowlands
Stadium.
Yeah, we played at Meadowlands.
Yeah, we played Rutgers in 1980, and we actually stayed in Newark, New Jersey, at a hotel. Yeah. And you know, all of us are like, "Wow, you know, New York, you know, Elba Redneck." And then here comes this guy with Coach Bryant walking in, and all these people are around him, and he had a box, and he handed them to our head manager, and they started handing out New York Yankee hats. And we were like,
George Steinbrenner.
That's who it was. Him and Coach Bryant. George Steinbrenner invited us to go to the game.
Yeah.
Coach Bryant said, heck no, we ain't going to no baseball game. We're playing football. We could have gone to the game.
You'll see Argentina and Spain. They'll be playing for that first place position. And I got to tell you, it should be a pretty good game. We're going to talk about it. Who do you think is going to win? I think Argentina probably wins that thing.
They got the best player that ever played.
Well, sure.
We used to think that Pele was the best soccer player ever, and then it got to be another guy, and now it's Messi.
Messi, okay.
Yeah, and he's good. There ain't no doubt about it. Yeah. He's good.
Check this out, Coach. You know when they played the practice game in Auburn?
Yeah.
You know who went?
You probably did. You probably got the greatest show on earth.
Heck no. But my daughter had to go. Her and her friends went to Auburn to that.
You didn't go?
Heck no. I don't know anything about foosball. And but my daughter loved it, and she actually met one of the other team's players, and he tried to get her phone number.
Okay, I thought you was going somewhere else.
Told her, I said, you didn't give it. She said, oh no, Daddy.
Okay, all right. Where's the number two button over here? Okay.
Well, you know us rednecks, Coach. You know what we do when that happens.
You ain't no redder than us from Silicon. I promise you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let me move on. We'll talk about some soccer in a little bit. But in golf, it's the 54th playing of the Open. This year they're playing that in Southport, England at Royal Birkdale Golf Club. And, look, there was almost a record broke yesterday by an Australian.
Didn't miss a par putt at the end.
He missed a par putt, made bogey. And that was Lucas Herbert.
Herbert.
And he was shot a 61, which has never happened in a men's major before. So he shoots a 62. He becomes the sixth player to ever do that in a major. Well, one group goes behind him. The next group is Sam Burns. Sam Burns chips in from out of the bunker.
Right.
And he shoots a 62. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. And guess what? So that makes him the seventh player to do that. Today, Mr. Fox shoots a 72. 62. So now they've got eight. So 362s in one tournament is pretty strong. Pretty strong. And, of course, you saw Bryson DeChambeau yesterday after he was given a two-stroke penalty after his play.
They did. And they did come back and give it to him.
And he should have been. He should have been.
He moved it.
Whether it was intentional or unintentional, he improved, it looks like. If you look at that video, it looks like he stepped on that and could have potentially improved his lie. Now, you don't really see where the ball is, but just by him stepping back there and stomping all on that, you're bringing notice to that.
I thought about one day we were playing, and I was doing something similar to that, and Randy said, you can't do that.
I know. I mean, who doesn't stomp around the ball, you know? I mean,
he said, okay.
He's saying the card over there. He said, Coach, you can't do that. I know exactly where you are.
Oh, my goodness. So, no, Russell, whenever you're playing in the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, you cannot improve your lie, okay, unless we say lift, clean, and place. So, there you go.
Well, hey, there's a different rule of lift, clean, and place in elbow. So.
Okay, you're down here in Baldwin County now. Okay. You're no longer in Elba.
Okay.
All right, so just remember that. Hey, the 93rd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, it's happening right now at Dolphin Island. I think they got somewhere around 4,000 anglers out there.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy out there.
It's one of the biggest groups they've ever had.
Yeah, I caught Jim Suday the other day, and Jimmy called me back, and I said, I know what you're doing. I said, no, you don't know what I'm doing. You know what I got in my hand, but you don't know what I'm doing. I am not on a boat. I'm down here for the Liars Contest, and I feel like I'm at a UMS Wright football staff meeting with all these stories in the end.
Hey, look, let me tell you, let me go ahead and set the proverbial table, brought to you by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. On the show coming up in our next segment, Colonel John Kilpatrick. Now, he served our country for over 40 years. He is the founder of Vets Recover. Big tournament coming up. He's going to tell you about that. We got Mitch McConnell coming on at the bottom of the hour. A lot of football, a lot of golf to talk about, so don't go anywhere. Southern Fairway Sports Radio continues right after this. Oh, yeah, we do things just a little different.
Hi, it's Brian Baumgartner from NBC's The Office. Don't miss out on the Southern Fairways Golf Tour event. For more information about our tour, visit southernfairwaysgolf.com/tour. Tour memberships are available, and, well, there are some great benefits. And if anyone knows benefits, it's me.
You're right, Brian. Hey, if you want more information, check us out, southernfairwaysgolf.com/tour.
Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland is hanging out with Big 89. Russ Wood here as well. It's time to go to our McConnell Automotive guest line and welcome in Colonel John Kilpatrick on the line with us. Of course, Colonel, it is a pleasure to have you on with us. And we want to first off thank you for your service to this country for over 40 years. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Randy. I'm really glad to be here. I appreciate y'all having us on.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. Of course, you're the founder of Vets Recover, and you can check out that website at vetsrecover.org. And the reason that you're on here is to talk a little bit about that, but you got a big golf tournament coming up. It's the Yellowhammer Veterans Cup Classic. That is a qualifier, and I want you to tell us all about it because I know you got three guys right here that will be participating in it for sure.
Well, we've done something that, for those that don't know about Vets Recover, I mean, we've been here in Mobile since about 2015. And over the years, we've created really a world-class healthcare program for veterans, first responders, and their families. And one of the things that we've done over the years is our mission has been to remove barriers to care. And so we've never, ever turned away a veteran or family member for care at Vets Recover. And as you can imagine, that gets really expensive. And so we've been living for the last, 10 years really on grants and charity. And so just this year in January, we got into the VA Community Care Network. And so we're actually able to earn income now with insurance companies, and the VA will pay us for the work we do to care for veterans. And so Vets Recover is kind of on a path to becoming mostly self-sufficient. And so once we got there, we knew that we would continue to have a charity mission, and so we created a new organization called the Veterans Endowment Fund, and its sole purpose is to raise money and eventually build an endowment so that we can continue to provide that uncompensated care at Vets Recover. And so the first thing we did, we put on a tournament last year, kind of just a local team tournament for fun. We did it out at Magnolia Grove and had a great success, and so we got a little ambitious this year, and so the Yellowhammer Veterans Cup Classic is a statewide golf tournament, and so there'll be three regional qualifying tournaments that will culminate with a state championship tournament in Prattville the weekend before Veterans Day in November, and so we're pretty excited about it. there's three events leading up to the state championship. So we'll have the what we're calling the Southern Regional will be here at Magnolia Grove on September the 26th. And then the Northern Regional will be at the Oxmoor Valley course on October the 10th. And then we'll have the Central Region at the Grand National in Opelika on October the 24th. And then the state championship will be November 7th and 8th at the Capitol Hill course in Prattville. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, and it will be a lot of fun. There's no question. Now, whenever you say qualify, what qualifies you to be qualifies you to make it to the state?
So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be. I think we're shooting to have about 70 golfers for each event. And so the top players from each of the three qualifiers, they'll just be ranked in order until we fill the slots for the state championship.
Gotcha.
You know, a lot of folks, see a veterans golf tournament and think, well, the veterans are all going to go out there and make fools of themselves playing golf. This is not that. This is a real golf tournement.
Right. I've got one
golfers,
of those.
not hacks like me. This is for guys who really want to play competitively and want to win prizes and money. And we're hoping to build this thing into a big event where it's kind of our only fundraiser for the year. And so we got big plans for it, but this is the very beginning, our first year to do it on this kind of scale. But I can guarantee you we're going to put on a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully a lot of good competition.
Well, I know there will be. We're visiting with Colonel John Kilpatrick with VetsCover.org. Coach?
John, I know at one time, and I think I had a chance to speak to either you or some of your people. At one time, y'all had a building in Mobile, and they were about to tear that building down. Help me.
That's right.
Know where y'all are located. Tell me where y'all are located now. I remember y'all talking about it at one point. They were about to tear that down.
So we
thank you for your service.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it. So we're there, right where you're talking about. The address is 1200 Spring Hill Avenue. We opened the outpatient clinic here in the little building next door back in November of 2018. And from 2022 to 2024, we put over $8 million into this building. I'm sitting in it right now, and we've got 34 beds for residential, for detox and residential treatment, specifically for veterans and first responders. And we're filling up beds, and we've been delivering this program now since we opened. We had the grand opening in April of 2024. And we started admitting patients in June of 2024, and we've been caring for veterans and responders ever since. And I tell you, Coach, it is, I'm, like you guys said, I've been in the military 40 years. My whole career has been reserves. But I'm also, I suffer from a lot of the same things these guys do. I'm a recovering, I've been in long-term recovery. I've been sober about 30 years and then went back to school to kind of get the medical and clinical credentials to do this program. And, I always told my board once I kind of got it where it could be self-sufficient, I was going to step down as the CEO and work in the clinical program. And I was very grateful to do that last August. So Admiral Kent Davis is our CEO now. A lot of folks know him from being the commissioner for the State Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's been in this with us at Veteran Affairs for probably 6 years or so before he left there. And we're so grateful to have him here. He's exactly the right guy to get us to the next level. And that allows me to, work on the clinical program and then spend a little time trying to get this foundation up and going so we can, have the funding we need to keep delivering these services.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate that. For sure, we're visiting with Colonel John Kilpatrick. The tournament, Yellowhammer Veterans Cup Classic, we're going to be talking more about that all the way up to the time of the tournament. Russ, I know you got a question for the Colonel. We only got about a minute and a half here.
Hey, Colonel Russ Wood, my good friend Phil Quigley and I are going to be playing in your tournament. He's the vice president of the Veterans Affairs over here in Fairhope at the location over here, and he's actually helped hosting the Purple Heart ceremony that they're having in Daphne Civic Center on August the 7th. And they've got over they had 50, now they have over 100 recipients going to be there.
Yeah, that's really exciting, Russ. I'm planning to be there too. I know Phil really well, and certainly a great guy. You know, one of the biggest veteran advocates out there. So at least you're associating with some good folks.
Well, I'm volunteering. I'm gonna help the Captain Claxton.
Tom Claxton.
I'm gonna be helping him. Phil asked me to. I'm volunteering as a hostess. I don't know. I guess I'll be.
Yeah, you will be volunteer as a hostess. For
yeah,
sure.
I might. I don't know what if I have to wear a. I don't
it's
know
a host. It's a host.
Hostess. Yeah, I might be wearing a skirt. A I don't know what Phil's got me doing, but I'll be there
well,
that night
it,
too.
Well, for Phil,
if
I'm
Tom
sorry.
Tom Claxton is involved. There's no telling what you might be wearing.
Amen. Right.
You may be a hostess.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for Phil. Phil's only got one. He's looking for friends if he's got you as a friend already.
I guess. Yeah. Well, he was one of them baseball players at Alabama. I don't know. They just, you know, they run down one way, turn left, and try and get home. So
oh,
I don't know
goodness.
What baseball
Oh,
players.
My goodness. Hey, Colonel, okay, somebody wants to – they want to get involved in this. They want to play in the tournament. And maybe they don't play golf, but they want to donate. They want to somehow be a part of this. How do they do it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the best way is VetsRecovered.org. There's a separate website for the foundation. It's VetsEndowment.org. But you can get to either site from in either place. And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, with the tournament, we certainly need sponsors. We need players. And we will need volunteers at all four locations. So there's lots of ways to get involved. And, you know, the most important thing is if anybody in your audience has got a veteran first responder who's struggling, just call us. We answer the phone 24 hours a day at VetsRecovered, and a veteran answers the phone. It's 251-405-3677, and we answer it 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, Colonel, we certainly are glad to be a part of this, and we're glad to have you on with us. You'll be back on with us many more times. And, folks, again, if you would like to find out more, whether it's to play golf, donate, be a volunteer, go to VetsRecovered.org. Again, VetsRecovered.org. Colonel, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Look forward to having you back on here many times.
You bet. We sure appreciate y'all. Take care.
Thanks, Colonel.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Colonel John Kilpatrick right there. Go check it out. VetsRecovered.org. It's going to be a great tournament, the Yellowhammer Veterans Cup Classic. And it happens locally on September the 26th at Magnolia Grove. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, you ready to talk a little football? You ready to talk a little golf? Maybe some automobiles? We'll do that with Mitch McConnell as Southern Fairways rolls on.
Y'all out there? All right, let's get this thing moving.
Coach, you know who that is right there? A little R.L. Burnside.
I thought it was Robert. I thought it was Robert Burnside. I didn't know it was R.L.
R.L. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We do things a little different here. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland and Big 89 Russ Wood. We do things a little different. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And this guy does everything the right way. A good friend of ours. He's a great partner of ours. Mitch McConnell on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, my man?
Randy. I'm doing awesome. How are you and Coach doing, buddy? Y'all having a good time so far?
Well, so far we're having a great time.
Up the airwaves, educating all your fans and listeners.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, we left the door open, Mitch, and Big 89 came in.
Hey, Mitch, I had to come and help them both out. You know that, so.
Oh, I love it! I didn't know you were on too. This is a treat.
Yeah, buddy. You know, when these two struggle, they have to have somebody to come help them. So,
oh my goodness!
Can you help me just move around a little bit?
DMSO, baby. DMSO.
Yeah, I hear you.
Our WD-40.
Oh my goodness! Please. All right, Mitch. Hey, a lot to get into. Short time to do it. Let's talk a little golf real quick. Yesterday, we saw quite a few things happen. We saw Lucas Hubbard almost break a record, 61, misses the par putt on the 18th hole to take a bogey, shoot a 62. Right after him, Sam Burns comes in and shoots a 62. And then today, Ryan Fox shoots a 62. What is going on at Royal Birkdale?
That golf course is not that easy, guys. Have y'all seen the golf course? but three guys shooting 62. I think Lucas Herbert, he looked like you and me, Randy, when he missed the putt. He almost knew it before it left the blade and leaned over at 90 degrees with his hands. You know, but in the Australian accent, he did not sound too upset about not breaking a record. He tied a record. But I think it's fascinating. The leaderboard is fascinating. But, you know, you have some really good players that have gone backwards today, too. So it ain't that easy, but it's fascinating, and there's birdies to be had. But, you know, guys, if you get out of place, a double bogey is waiting for you on about 14 of the holes out there. So I think this is maybe
– true.
Other than St. Andrews, you know, that I love just because it's the old course, this might be the most entertaining British Open, if we can call it that. We call it the Open now, but I love it. I'm excited to watch the rest of it.
I am too, and I'll tell you, somebody I'm pulling for is Tommy Fleetwood. Of course, he's playing in his hometown, and it would be nothing better. If you remember whenever Shane Lowry won a couple of years ago, there in Ireland, how the crowd just went crazy with him. You would see probably the same thing with Fleetwood should he get the win. Look, he's only two back. He's at 6 under right now. He shoots 69, 67, and he's yet to tee off today. I think, has he teed off yet today?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's teed off yet.
Yeah, he's out
there.
Is he?
Three under, but the proper thing to call him, Randy, is Fairway Jesus, especially when you look at the way the guy swings it. But he has the look. He no longer wears Nike. He's kind of the coolest guy out on tour. But it doesn't matter if you're from his hometown or from Fairhope, Alabama. It's hard not to pull for Tommy Fleetwood. But what a cool story it would be. Yeah. You know, and we were thinking Jackson Rose might be another cool story. But somehow the older statesman, the samurai warrior of 46 or 7 that's brought his age back a decade, he struggled with the golf course. You know, it is not easy, but Tommy is putting, boys, and if he continues that, he could be there tomorrow, because we know he hits it as well as anybody other than maybe Scottie Scheffler on the planet, in my opinion.
Well, I'm not a big guy, but he does hit it very well, and you're right. He's through 8 holes so far, 2 under on the day. And, you know, the other hometown guy, or the other Englishman that's playing out there, is a guy that always loves to talk to himself. And he can get on himself pretty hard. And we're talking
Tyrrell Hatton.
That's right, Hatton.
Yeah, and Tyrrell must be talking a lot to himself, because I think he's 1 or 2 over for the day when other guys are going. You know, you're looking at a 62 from Ryan Fox, who I also pull for. If you look at him, his legs are about as bowed as any player on the PGA Tour. But, you know, he comes from a rugby background, and that guy's not scared to win a golf tournament. So I think he is a major championship caliber player, going to win 1 or 2 or 3 before his career is over. But I think you nailed it. Tommy Fleetwood would be a great story, but so would Scottie Scheffler, since everybody counted him out after his first missed cut in 3 years. Everybody said he had no chance.
Yeah.
And there he is in the mix. I think it's going to be extremely interesting. But what other stories, Coach Cleveland, do you like in this British Open?
You know, it's funny that you ask that, because I'm not a DeChambeau fan, but I do respect his game. But at the same time, I think the story yesterday that most everybody followed was, you know, he broke the rules.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Yeah, he broke the rules, and he should know the rules, but he's playing this golf course like it's Quail Creek. I mean, he's trying to drive every par 4, and he's not, you know, to me, that's kind of been the story of the tournament, Mitch.
I think the funniest comment from Bryson DeChambeau, and listen, guys, I pull for everybody. Y'all know me.
Me too.
Going to be. You know, I like to be positive. But at the end of the day, a lot of these guys that went to LIV Golf, they have revealed some of the reasons why. It wasn't just money for some of them. Some of them had this disease called me-itis, or entitlement.
And it was hard to look at Bryson yesterday with his animations. And I think what really kind of turned me sour was questioning if he would even tee it up today after such an injustice. As much as he has reinvented himself, and I do pull for him to a degree because I think he's brought a lot of eyeballs and interest to golf, I'm not sure it's the right kind of eyeballs and interest, though. Are some of these fans somebody we would want to go out to Quail Creek or anywhere today and play an 18-hole round of golf? Maybe not, but he's definitely brought fans in. But I didn't like his reaction. And I think he's passionate, but it just didn't come across. A Scottie Scheffler would never act like that when he had a rule infraction. And don't you think Randy and Coach Bobby, it was extremely clear that he violated the rule. He didn't mean to, perhaps, but you could question if he meant to, because the way he walked in and stomped his feet a couple times looks like something I did before I knew the rule.
Again, Mitch, it is a matter of sportsmanship. And whenever you're looking at that video, you could plead your case to a certain point, but at some point when the RNA says, hey, man, this ain't changing, you're getting penalized two strokes, you say, hey, you're right, I'm wrong, let's move on, okay? Whenever you start acting like that and getting that kind of character going, I think that's pretty clear you got caught.
You talking about the Nick Saban where you throw your headset every time there's a flag?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
No, you're good.
Well, I think when you look at a quarterback when he gets a no call on a roughing or anything that you see, when you see those kind of reactions, I think it kind of tells you a lot about the person, if you get that right down to it. And unfortunately, as much as Bryson's done to revamp his image by getting on YouTube and being a talkative, nice guy, I think he went way backwards last night, because it just could have handled it with a lot more class. But I've never seen a player out on the course after a round have y'all go to a spot of a penalty and argue at all, much less vehemently with his. He looked a little like a 12-year-old that had his popsicle taken away.
and was guilty. Yeah, hey, was Mitch guilty. McConnell. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairways. Hey, Mitch, we only got about 2 minutes left here. I wanted to get into some Alabama football. Obviously, we're about, 42 days, 49 days? 49 days, 49. I think, from toe meeting together.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Who's counting? I think we're all ready for it for sure. And obviously, we're going to have you back on here in the next week or so we can really start breaking down not only the roster for Alabama, but taking a look at that SEC and how it shakes out. But before we go, got to ask you, what's going on over at McConnell Automotive?
Well, I would just say that somebody helped Kalen DeBoer this year by scheduling East Carolina out of the box, and no disrespect to Kentucky, but you got those first two games to work out this thing with Austin Mack and Keelan Russell and some other things, and then Florida State. But you don't have a big opponent until October the 10th in Georgia, unless South Carolina is going to be a big-time team. But at the dealership, Randy, we've got some low interest rates, 0% interest on a few of the GMCs. But the main thing is we have a phenomenal selection. And no offense to some of my competitors, but some of them don't have as many things to choose from. So if you've got a truck and a color you're looking for, go to our website, McConnell Automotive, and people are going to love the prices. But also, Randy, we give people the most for their trade-in, help them with their payments, and we're straightforward. We're not the only honest car dealer out there. I can't lie. But we are one of the only ones that makes it easy. So that's what we're known for.
Yeah, no shenanigan free and hassle free buying at McConnell Automotive. You can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Mitch, as always,
y'all are my dream foursome. When are we going to play a round of golf for four of us? Is what I want.
Well, we can work that out pretty much anytime you want to.
I think we got a putter with us that we got a wounded hip, so maybe he can putt.
We got to work on 89. We got to work on 89 a little bit before we get him out there on the course. So
hey, it's coming.
Guys,
don't count Ryan Gerard out. I think that guy's the most talented young player that I have seen in a long time, and he ain't scared. But I'm kind of liking Tommy Fleetwood or Scotty Scheffler at this point. If you were going to ask me who I'm picking, those are my two guys.
Mitch, I'm glad you said that about Gerard. Yesterday he hit a shot that I've probably hit 1,000 times. I think he hit it with the hosel or whatever you call it.
Hosel.
Yeah, he hit the hosel, and he hit it about 25 yards dead to the right. He's in sand and loose sand. He chips up and makes a par. I became a fan. I really did.
He shoots 67-67, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminded you yourself on the guy, but it's a homemade golf swing, and the kid's not scared. It'll be fun, boy.
That's right. Love it.
Hey, Mitch, always good to hang out with you, brother. Let's talk soon.
All right, miss you guys.
Take care. There you go. Mitch McConnell of McConnell Automotive. Check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. We take a timeout. When we come back, we put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways. On the Pacific Coast last week.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm the most I love that you go out there, and I love that you and Vinny play. Y'all play some of the finest golf courses in America, and I'm glad you get the chance to do that. I really am. You don't work but about six different jobs.
But coach, did he take his coke crate so he would be tall enough to stand with everybody, you think?
No, I don't know, but he can hit it as far as most of them can.
Okay.
I'll tell you
okay.
That. I don't. He can't hit as far as you can.
I can hit it further.
Anytime you want to go.
Goodness.
Me and John Daly been practicing every night. But
well, the thing about it is, Randy, he can't keep it in the fairway.
Yeah.
If you make him keep it between the lines now, that's the deal. I've seen him when he could, but he can't now.
Hey, coach. You ain't seen me lately, Coach. I've been practicing. Me and John Daly, I do my YouTube study every night.
I got you.
Hey, I want to talk some football. We didn't get to do that with Mitch, but I do want to mention Southern Fairways Golf Tour tomorrow at Glen Lakes. We're excited to be out there. David Musial, the general manager, great partner of ours, great guy. We're doing something tomorrow that is going to be the first of many episodes, and that will be on the Fox 10 Golf Stream. And we'll be on hole number 12. So, Russ, when you get – well, you won't be there tomorrow.
That's yeah, right. I'm Paul Bear in the funeral for Johnny tomorrow. Yep. We have the service tomorrow in Elba. But I'm gonna be praying. I know Johnny's in a better place, but, you know, I'm going to be thinking about the golf tournament. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Johnny.
Well, he would want you out there playing golf. I can promise you.
He played every He was a maintenance guy at Elba Country Club. He cut the grass at the church, at the school. And when he didn't, he wasn't cutting grass. He was playing golf.
Well, and I know he's a good friend of yours and certainly going to be missed for sure. Real quick, talk about the book that he's got out. If folks want to get it, how they can do it.
Yeah, he had a really up-and-down life, but really righted his ship. But the name of his book is A New Set of Downs. And
Johnny Dice.
And I'm trying to think of the guy who wrote it. And the guy who wrote it was out of Dothan.
Yep.
And it was because of Johnny's his life. And the guy came to Johnny and started talking to him, you know, about doing, you know, and it the name Kyle Moody.
Well, Kyle Moody's known Johnny Dice for almost as long as you have. You know that?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And Kyle just said Johnny's life, and he went from, you know, a great all-state, all kind of, you know, high school player, got to play at Alabama as a walk-on, got out of school, had a really great job, friend was doing meth, and Johnny was a beta club, really smart.
Yeah.
And he told his friend, he said, "Why are you buying that? I can make it." So he started making it for his friend.
Oh.
He set up a shop behind his house. Not that he did it. He just, and his friend was selling it on the market, and he got busted. They did a whatever you call it, a investigation, and it came back to Johnny, and he got arrested. And my good friend Gary Bradshaw, who played at Troy State and his attorney up in Enterprise, one of the top attorneys, He said it was a 10 to 15 year felony, but he got a second chance on changing his life and rehabbing, and he did. And he came back and became a coach. And like I said, you know, was a deacon at his church and cut grass, was a volunteer, and made a lot. Well, put it this way, one of Austin Johnson, who is the head coach at Elba now, his dad was played with me, and he had four Johnsons. But when his wife wanted, when they got married, they asked Johnny to do the service.
Wow.
Johnny went and got his certificate so he could marry him. So anyway, it's I'm gonna hate.
So where can you get the book?
I believe it's on Amazon. I mean, it's okay. It's a new set of downs, Kyle Moody, and I'm sure it's any, you know, you can get it in bookstore.
Okay. But, check it out for sure. It should be a good book. I'm going to get it and read it myself.
Yeah, it's a great read.
Well, let's talk a little bit Alabama. Let's talk a little Auburn football real quick. I think the big thing for Alabama this year, obviously, it's DeBoer's third year. Everybody's putting the pressure on him. And, guys, I mean, here's I know we're spoiled with Coach Saban, okay? But how many SEC games did we lose last year? We only lost one SEC game.
You lost one, and then you lost the bowl game.
That's exactly
so
right.
You lost
okay,
two.
And yeah, we got blown out by Indiana. I get that. All right, but didn't everybody else?
Sure.
Okay. The big thing, the big question, I think that we have at Alabama right now is that offensive line. And
well, it's the offensive line, but can you run the ball? You know,
do we have a running back?
And I mean, last year, the young man
Jackson is going to be a big help.
Right. Last year, three times. I mean, I can remember more than three, but we were inside the 10-yard line. And you know, Coach, that we ran, we threw three passes, and then we had to kick a field goal, but three passes inside the 10-yard line, and I just didn't understand that.
Well, you know, Russ, when you play the offensive line, and you've got to be able to block the person in front of you and maintain your block. See, the problem, Alabama, and I watched them a bunch last year, they didn't maintain.
No.
They made initial contact, and then they were off.
Well, the number one lineman picked in the NFL draft couldn't block my daughter.
You're right.
Back when I played, I loved those big guys because I could go around.
Sure.
It was the guys like Ed West, the toughest tight end ever played, 6'3", 230. But he would block. He hit you right here in the nose and drove you to the sideline.
Right.
The 6'6 tight ends, they just tried to – just like the kid we had. The big linemen, guys would rent, you know, the ends would just
run around.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, but I'm just worried about the run game. Are they going to transfer?
Is EJ Crawl, is he going
to? You can't count on EJ to be in there and
as a freshman.
As a freshman. I mean, they got running backs coming out to yin yang, but at the same time, you know, Daniel Hill is a dead gum good football player.
He was.
I mean it. And he's got to be able to be better. And, you know, and when they did maintain their blocks, there was penetration from the backside that changed the routes of the running back. And, you know, it's just a plethora of mistakes by the offensive line. I didn't like their schemes.
I didn't either.
I didn't like their schemes at all.
You know, it's hard to run the ball when you got four wide receivers.
That's right.
You know, you got to have
– That's right.
You got to create a run game, as you know, Coach, the old school. Create your run game opens up the pass.
Well, when you put seven – when you show seven on the defensive front.
Yeah.
And you've only got five up there to block, you don't have a chance. You just don't have a chance.
Yeah.
So
I got to ask you this. All right, Ryan Williams – I'm sorry.
Coleman.
Tell me about that.
It's his mother's name, and he wants to represent his mother.
Yeah.
The Coleman name. So I don't know. I'm not going to get into it, but you know, when you go from being the top one of the handful of top wide receivers in the country to falling off the map and nobody knows your name, and they didn't even double cover him last year.
No. Well, he's got to show up this year. Okay.
Well, if not, you put somebody in his place. And
that's right. Let him sit.
There you go.
It's like Bobby Knight said, the best discipline for a player is on his fanny.
Yeah, when he's watching.
Yeah.
And that's one reason, you know, the best way for a player to learn, and, Coach, you know this, and when we were on the sideline watching the guy playing in our position, we saw what he did good, we saw what he did
bad,
but you learn more by watching a guy play your position. Oh, I know I can do it, you know. And I remember watching E.J. Jr., you know, and then I watched Gary DeNiro. Nobody knew his name, but Gary was technically better than EJ. Was a first round pick, but Gary Niro, nobody even knew his name, but he made more plays because his technique was so much better.
I heard Bill Oliver say one time that Gary Niro was maybe one of the most underrated players that ever played at Alabama. Said that at Lake Martin. I was sitting at a table right next to him, and he said Gary Niro was maybe one of the most underrated players that ever wore the crimson jersey. Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't. I mean, to see him, Randy.
It's funny that you say that.
If Coach, I was there behind that group. You know, of course, I had Mike Pitts next to me, and when you have a 6'5", 250-pound guy, and you have a 6'3", skinny-legged end, who are you going to run at? So, all my stats came because Mike Pitts, first-round pick.
Right.
There's a lot to be said
for that. No doubt. Well, it'll be interesting, and I'm anxious to see. I mean, I don't know how much we're going to get out of maybe playing East Carolina, we get a little bit out of it. And look, South Carolina, talking with Mitch, he said you got to wait till October 10th whenever you play Georgia. But I tell you, you better watch South Carolina. And then you got Mississippi State right after that. Now, I don't see a whole lot in Mississippi State, but anytime you get in the SEC, it's an important ball game.
Every game's important. When they play Alabama, you got a bullseye. Yeah, East Carolina's going to show up. Chattanooga's going to show up.
Now, Vanderbilt's going to show
Vanderbilt shows up. You know, they know if they can beat you or play good, they get credibility. But so we don't have a day off. Everybody say, well, that's an easy game. There's no day off right now in the scheme of things.
Look, you got South Carolina followed by Mississippi State, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M. Mm. The one that's going to be really interesting to me is Bama going to Baton Rouge to take on LSU with Lane Kiffin. What's LSU going to look like?
Loaded.
I can't wait to that Ole Miss game in Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what kind of security Lane Kiffin's going to have going to that game. Just getting to the stadium.
It's going to be interesting. Hey, I got to mention some of our great sponsors, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glenlace Golf Club and Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Boom's Thai Kitchen. She is at the food court in Piggly Wiggly. She told me this morning, she said, hey, right now, we got the best Thai dessert. You got to come get it.
Dessert.
Mango and sticky rice.
Really?
Mango and sticky rice. That runs through August, okay? If you're in the Fairhope area, drive to Piggly Wiggly, go to the food court, go see Boom. The food is fantastic, but you got to get some mango and sticky rice.
It is fantastic food. I'm just telling you.
It's awesome. Also want to thank Fox 10 Gulfstream and the PSR Radio Network. 89. I'll make sure the door's locked next time.
Hey, you see my shirt from the ALS Foundation I played in?
Yeah.
Refuse to lose.
Okay,
buddy. Let's go.
Coach,
he's gonna
what are we
going
to do? I know how to get in.
I love to see
Coach, thanks for hanging out here. I appreciate it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio, where we do things a little bit different. Remember this. Hit a knee. Say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. Bye-bye, everybody.